Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. In May 2011, a wildfire fueled by dry forests and 60-mile-per-hour winds tore through the fire defenses of Slave Lake, a town like many others nestled in the boreal forest covering much of Canada. The fire caused over $1 billion of damage, making it one of the costliest Canadian disasters ever. Months later, the town suffered flooding. There is an ever-increasing chance it will happen again, reports Graham Thompson at Post Media News. Three ingredients create this disaster formula: forest fire suppression, which has caused a buildup of dead wood fuel, more people are building nearer the forests, and climate change is creating longer seasons of warmer, drier, and windier weather. It's difficult to say that an individual fire is the result of climate change, but we are seeing more activity because of climate change, says Michael Flanagan at the University of Alberta. Scientists say as the climate warms, we'll experience more extreme weather events, leading to droughts, forest fires, and floods. This is only going to continue, says Flanagan. I would argue that it's one of the first early signs that climate change is happening. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.